Bava Basra Perik Dalet Mishnah Gimel, we're still selling houses. Hamokharas Abayas, if somebody sells a house without specifying which objects inside house are included. Macharas Adelas, the door is automatically included. If it's attached to the house, it's part of the house. Also, the door lock, the bolt that goes on the back of the door, the kind of bar that goes across it, that's part of the door and sale. Avalos Hamafteach, but not necessarily the key. Even though you usually leave it in the lock, it's not called part of the house because you pull it out, you put it on a keychain, away you go. Macharas Ahamachteshes Hakavua, he has sold the mortar that he uses for pounding out spices and grinding things finely. If this is something that's fixed, let's say it's built as a utensil, it's cemented into the ground rather than hollowed out from rocks. That's considered a fixed mortar. The hollowed out from rocks one would be two. Avalos and talteles, but not a portable mortar that you could simply pick up and put in the kitchen cabinet and take out, because that's considered a keli. That's not attached to the house. Macharas saw it's terobol. If he sells, included, the pedestal of the mill. This is a round wooden pedestal. They put the millstone on top of it. So it's kind of sort of built into the structure. Avalos hakeles, but not the removable utensil that goes around the mill and collects the flour as it comes out. Kind of a hopper that it sort of all pours out and goes into this catch basin sort of thing. That is removable and pick-upable, and that's not included. Velos ha-tanur, not the oven. Velos ha-hirayim, not the stove, the small oven. These are not part of the house. You can take them with you. On the other hand, if the contract included the clause, the house and everything that's inside it, and then everything is sold inside. Even removable items like these items that they were discussing are very heavy, and they're frequently difficult to take out, and they are sort of personalized for the house. So this particular catch basin around the flower fits that exact mill. It's the right size. And the portable pestle that he's got for grinding things, that fits exactly in this little nook in the kitchen. So things that are bound to the specific house, that is considered to be kol asher b'tocho, everything that's inside. But other portable utensils like your salt shakers or your wine decanters that could go to any house and are not really personalized for this house, then those are not automatically sold according to the Rashbam, the Rav. Other authorities say that things that are designated for household use, like beds, mattresses, dishes, silverware, they're included. So there's a discussion about what it means when it says the house and everything in it, but it would certainly include more things than if it just says the house, which leaves out a lot of different portable items. Somebody sells a courtyard, Mishnah Dalet. Machar Batim, he has sold the houses which open into the courtyard. Boros, the pits, the shichin, the ditches, umaros, and the grottos, the vaults, all these, the water catcher areas that have some kind of a reservoir, sometimes for laundry, sometimes for watering the animals. A chutzer generally has for those. Houses do not. But those are all included in the chutzer. They would not be included in the sale of the house, but they would be included in the sale of the chutzer. Also, the annex, the roof, the back room that we said were not necessarily included with selling a house would be included in a courtyard sale that includes the house as well. Avalois and metaltlin, but not the movable objects. If there's movable objects, household utensils that happen to be out in the courtyard, those are not necessarily going to be included in the sale. Bismach amalohi b'chol masha b'tocha. If, once again, the contract said the courtyard and everything that is in it, harechul and mechurin, all of them are sold. So once he said all the household utensils that are in the courtyard, that includes everything except food items in the sale. This is in contrast to the house which we had before, because sometimes when a guy's moving away from the house, he is taking everything with him to another local house. When he leaves a courtyard, the Rashbam says, he's usually moving completely out of the area. He's leaving the neighborhood entirely, so taking all these little tchotchkes is going to be a complete pain in the neck. And he said, just keep it, just leave it, whatever's in there is fine. Benkach u'benkach. In any case, lo macharas amerchatz. He didn't sell the bathhouse, belois beis habad, or the olive press shebetocho, which are in the courtyard. Bathhouses and olive presses are not considered to be key components of a courtyard, even if they happen to be located there. Because usually these things are not found in courtyards. And in fact, One olive press can handle a lot of courtyard's needs. One courtyard doesn't need an entire olive press just for itself. It's like a giant commercial operation. You don't need that for one small courtyard. So when somebody says, I'm selling the courtyard and everything that's in it, he clearly did not have in mind the olive press or the bathhouse, which are much bigger commercial purposes. Rabbi Eliezer Omar Amokhar Zachatzer, Lo Machar Ela Avira Shalchatzer. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Tanakhama. And he says when somebody sells a courtyard, he's only referring to the open spaces of the courtyard, what he calls in the Mishnah the airspace of the courtyard, but not the structures, not necessarily everything that's inside it. Although the Chachamim say it does, the Tanakhama, because they say just as when it talks about the Chatzer with the Mishkan, it included the Mishkan itself, which was inside the chatzer, and that was a structure. So to any chatzer includes the structures that are inside it, except for the situations that were mentioned specifically earlier.